937.
Anything about him, but I love the Jesuits.
I was very surprised and I was ecstatic.
I think just having a Jesuit Pope is something that we're all excited about.
Wow! How about that? Latin America! Argentinian Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio, a 76-year-old conservative, is the first pontiff from the Americas, first ever Jesuit Pope, and that's where we begin. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. So, the smoke came out white, and that's when you knew that there was a change that was definitely rising. And so how about that? People jammed into St. Peter's Square, crying, applauding, just mass hysteria. It's a very strange thing. The whole world is into what's going on with the Pope. I mean, seriously, I understand there's plenty of Catholics in this country and other countries. And I guess part of it might be the whole history of the thing. I know we've talked about this before in the show, but now this Pope Francis speaking to the crowd, and this is Latin America right here and the growing role of Latin America, showing you where things are moving to. So what an experience it must be to be there and watch this all unfold. And this is the transformation time for this church that's in a whole bunch of trouble when you think of what's happened with the sex scandals. Something different has to happen this time around. And so I guess the Argentine-born Pope has the real chance on this platform to tell Catholics to come back and the world, hey, we're in this together, come on and help me. And supposedly now Pope Francis is that kind of person from people who knew him as a cardinal who has now been elevated to the 266th Vicar of Christ. That's officially what they would say in the Roman Catholic Church. But a Jesuit elevated to Pope is very, very big. I guess they estimate there's about 1.2 billion Roman Catholics. And you think of the rigid positions that the church has stood on some of the issues and not really looking at a changing world. But this may change with Pope Francis because he's got his work cut out for him, let's put it that way. So we'll have more on the new Pope and what it means to Catholics and what his role might be. You know, lots of world leaders go and they visit the Pope, and the Pope often takes trips to other parts of the world and tries to spread the message. Sometimes it's not necessarily just aimed at Catholics, but at other things. And I kind of wonder what he's going to be like. But I'm telling you, thousands and thousands of people. It was wild to actually see the kind of a little bit of pandemonium in St. Peter's Square. It reminded me of one time for me being in the middle of a Super Bowl that came down to the final moments, and it was just sort of mass hysteria in a different way. It was sort of mass hysteria at St. Peter's Square. It's now the new Pope. And what does this mean, and do you care, and is there just too much coverage? Because I got a note from Peter today who said, no offense to the Catholics, hey, I'm a lapsed one, but man, how much can you take of the Pope this, the Pope that, what's going to happen, who's it going to be? I mean, is everybody gambling on who the next Pope is? Is that what it is? It's just a gambling chore? So, yeah, there is, like I said, a lot of interest in it. All right, speaking of that, there's a lot of interest in what's going on with the White House tours. You know, of everything that got trashed in the sequester, I mean, people being furloughed, losing 20% of the money that they need for their families, what's happening with the Marines, and they have to savor their bullets and use them wisely. The thing that people are so furious about is the White House tours. The fact that you got school kids, their families, that have waited for however long to go and take the tour because they were making a trip to Washington. So I don't think they realized just how serious this was for so many people wanting to go to the White House. Of all the tours that you can take in D.C., this is one of the most popular. So the Secret Service is acknowledging that it needs to pull staff from the White House tours, but the White House Press Secretary, Jay Carney, is saying that it was the White House that made the final decision to suspend the tours, because there's like some discrepancy here. Now they're actually arguing over whose fault is it. Is it the Secret Service? Not only do they take bullets for the president, but they're willing to take it on the chin when it comes to the tour issue. The Secret Service is trying to say that, no, this is their baby. This is why this is happening. And then the White House says, no, we have to cancel the tours. It's us. We're the ones that are canceling them. So, I mean, is there a way that school groups can get into the White House? They haven't been able to reverse this because you have to have so much Secret Service on hand. And so this is the announcement to stop the tours. It's not changing, even if Donald Trump says he wants to pay for them. He's there saying no. Now, what's interesting is, and this is why I say, of all the things to start this show with, you got a new pope and you got a problem with the White House tours. Do these two have anything in common? Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas, Republican, announced that he was introducing an amendment to the fiscal bill pending in the Senate that would transfer money, $2.5 million from the TSA to the Secret Service to bring the tours back for the rest of the year. Because the TSA has spent $50 million on uniform-related kind of things. They're saying, well, why can't we just push money towards that? If the taxpayers are funding new uniforms and then they can't go to the White House to tour it, how ridiculous is that? It's now being dubbed the People's House. It is the People's House. And I guess it is the People's House. It's our house, for sure, in a sense. But I never realized, as somebody who's toured, actually, the White House twice, at how many different school groups and whatnot really wanted to go and are miffed that the tours aren't happening. So now they're looking at other ways. What else can we do to push money toward the tours? And then you had Congressman Louie Comert from Texas, who tried to push an amendment that would forbid federal funds from being spent on Obama's golf trips until public tours of the House resumed. But you're talking about 30 officers, and who knew that? There's 30 officers that have to be involved in anything that happens at the White House when you have people coming in, tours, etc., and they are assigned to these different posts. So this is the problem. The factors that went into the White House deal, it's the overtime costs, and this is part of the furlough. This was the easiest thing to furlough. I love it. TSA uniforms or school kids proud to go to our nation's capital and wanting desperately to get a glimpse of the president to tour the White House. Anything to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and now they're told they can't do it. They can't tour the White House. All right, we have bigger fish to fry, certainly, here on America Tonight. We're going to get to the meaty part next. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, I don't have to dance alone. You can jump on the dance floor with me at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. New Pope, Rome is buzzing with that. In the capital city, the White House is not open for business, for tours. And a lot of people are furious about that. It kind of, in a way, has deferred all the other nonsense. I mean, after all, March 27th, there will be a government shutdown unless there's some wild agreement. But the focus is suddenly on the fact that we don't have any White House tours. Why are you cutting our tours? And how about the Democratic budget? Here's the meaty part. Budget, budget, budget. The Democratic budget actually increases spending 62% over the next decade. Man, spending is such a dirty, filthy word, isn't it? I'm not saying that you can't spend money, but when you spend like a drunken sailor on leave who dumps every penny out of his pockets and has nothing left other than to stay adrift on the boat and let begged them to let him stay on the boat because he's going to get killed when he gets off the boat because he spent all mama's money. That's what they're doing to us in Washington. It's like a sleight of hand trick. And these budgets that keep getting proposed, they're ridiculous, too, because they're always, we're always talking 10 years, 10 years, 10 years. 62%. Go figure that. I don't get it. You know, Senator Patty Murray, all chummy and cheeky and happy. For what? How? It's terrible. Year over year, it just would jump spending dramatically. And where's the big slices in this? I was actually looking at the chart, and it just seems to go in the opposite direction. And then I hear the president today say, and I actually stopped. I was somewhere where I made them turn the TV up. They looked at me like they were going to kill me, by the way. And I wanted the TV up because there was the shot of him, and he was talking. And he said, we don't have an immediate crisis in terms of debt. In fact, for the next 10 years, it's going to be in a sustainable place. Really? He hasn't released his budget yet. Maybe there is a magic trick involved with that. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, we got a Pope from Argentina. How about that?
Yeah, let me tell you, Tomas, the best thing you can ever get in Argentina is a dish called Yapen Gachos. And so maybe they'll start putting that on the menu there at the Vatican.
You think they'll put that like for communion or something?
Of... Some fried bananas. Fried bananas or the host? Which do you choose? Yeah.
Oh, I love fried, yellow fried bananas. Yep. Have you tried them?
Yes, they're great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, this it's interesting that they picked a Jesuit because that's the, you know, those are like the elite troops of the Catholic Church. And this is, I think it's being done to counterbalance the retired pope, you know, to keep him, like, in check. Because, you know, in the past, popes have suppressed the Jesuits. So maybe they wanted, you know, not just a guy up there, but a guy with an organization behind him. Because this is the first time anybody living has ever seen two popes alive.
Right. Because you don't have nobody retired before they die in office. So this is very strange. One thing I would say, Tomas, is with the Jesuits, they're all about tradition, heavy, heavy tradition. So, and also helping poor nuns, that kind of stuff. That's part of the whole Jesuit plan of what they do. So women in the religious order, the women who are nuns, would definitely applaud this choice. There's a whole thing, like you say, it is kind of the elite troops, that's a good way to put it, of the Catholics.
Well, you know, maybe he'll last for 10 years, then he'll be around to see the GOP 10-year Ryan plan balance the budget. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Why 10 years? 10 years, what is the deal? 10 years, that's ridiculous. Talk about blue-skying it. I don't understand. Come on, give us something for next year, for this year.
Yeah, they want to come up with a 10-year budget, and they haven't come up with a one-year budget in the last 4 years.
I know.
Like, that's like your little kid, you know, he still hasn't learned how to ride the bike, but he wants to drive the car. You know, it's I don't know how to defend the Republicans anymore, Kate. I just don't know how to do it. And then they not only come up with this, we're going to balance it in 10 years, but then they throw this in our face. They say, and we each year we're going to increase spending by 3.5%. But in 10 years, we're going to balance the budget. How do you defend that, Kate? You know, I mean, do they want us just to say, well, yeah, because you know what? The economy is going to grow at, 6% or 8% or 10% or it's how do you? I don't know how that they want the rank and file to stand up for them if they come out with ridiculous crap like this. I don't know.
I know.
I might go to CPAC. CPAC is about 15 minutes.
Go. We lost you there. As soon as you said CPAC, something funky happened in the system. there might be something to that. When you started to criticize Tomas, the Republicans, there was a little hex on you. Yeah, go to CPAC and give us some reports on what's happening or what you think is not happening. You know, this is ultimately the conservative big roundup. Sometimes some interesting, you know, stuff comes out of it. When I say stuff, sometimes some interesting proposals actually come out of CPAC. I think, though, there was a missed opportunity not to have Chris Christie there. I don't understand why they didn't invite him to the party because, you know, there's this whole thing with the photograph with Obama during the Sandy stuff. I say, you know, forget that. The guy has a 75% approval rating. Take it, take it, take it. Use him. Definitely. I mean, he is a Republican. He has conservative ideals big time. Go back, look him up, Google him. Pretty much he's right in line with almost everything. And I'm saying, you know, 95%. It's so shocking, actually, in a way, that he's the governor of New Jersey. This helps the cause in the Northeast, especially if you're thinking about future elections like 2016. You know, 2016. Crazy. I don't get it. I wouldn't have given him the cold shoulder. It doesn't make sense. Hey, one quick story that has nothing to do with any of the things that we talked about, but in a way, it's a depressing story. But in another sense, thank goodness the baby lived. There was a New York woman. Somebody called me about this. That a friend of mine that works in New York and works for paper. A New York woman was actually holding her baby's son and jumped out of an 8 stories out of an apartment window in a suicide attempt and had the kid, you know, 10-month-old baby boy with her so that the child would have died too. That was the idea, sadly. But rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but I heard from my pal, getting better, stable and getting better. A lot of people are praying for this young child named Keyston. And it's very, very sad to think what could have been going on, personal struggles in this woman's life to make her be so distraught to go get to that point in the day where she just decided I'm bouncing out of here, and then to do that, to just take the dive and ultimately be holding the baby with her. And apparently there weren't any safety bars or anything on the apartment's windows, and they had surveillance footage that showed her husband leaving the apartment an hour before she jumped out of the window with the baby. So very sad. She died, but the baby is surviving and apparently getting a little bit stronger. So there is hope. Thank goodness that the baby survived the 8 stories. Wow. That's I don't know that I've ever heard a story like that before. Of course, we know children have been taken in suicide, sadly. But jumping out a window with a kid. Ooh, wow. Stay with us. Mike Bonacorsi is on deck getting you retirement ready.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tonight, my pal Mike Bonacorsi, you know, and we give away his book, and so many of you write to me about how much you love Michael. Retirement readiness, creating your vision, knowing your position, and preparing for your future. Mike, as always, thanks for coming on the show. How are you? What's the weather like? Every time we check in with you, we don't know if you're going to be buried in snow or not.
Spring is coming. It was 48 degrees today. It's a really decent day. It's been close to 50 for the past, 5 or 6 days since the weekend. It's supposed to be a little bit cooler towards the end of the week, but still, it is in the air. You can smell it.
It's in the air. I like that. Ah, that's great. Hey, I got a question for you. Somebody asked me this the other day. They wanted to make an IRA contribution with, in their mind, the idea in their head that they might lower their taxes a bit, but they were told by their tax guy, because everybody's seen their tax guy now, he could contribute but wouldn't get a deduction. And so I thought the IRA contributions were tax deductible, so maybe we're confused.
Well, you know, here's the thing, that is a confusing point. The traditional IRA can be tax deductible.
It doesn't become tax deductible. However, if you earn over a certain earnings limit, and also whether or not you or your spouse has a plan at work, a retirement plan at work that you can contribute to. So basically the IRS allows you to get a tax deduction with your 401k. But if you're doing that, it limits the amount of money that you can put into an IRA and take a deduction for it. It doesn't limit the amount, the fact that you can put money in there but not get a tax deduction. So let me give you an example, Kate. Say you're at work, okay, 2012, you're at work, you're working, you have a retirement plan at work. If you're married, filing jointly, and your income is between 92,000 but less than 112,000,
mm-hmm.
your ability to deduct your IRA contribution phases out. So over that $20,000 difference there, for every $1,000 that you contribute, you lose the ability to deduct a portion of that $5,000 contribution or a percentage of any contribution that you make towards an IRA. If you earn over $112,000, you can't contribute. I mean, you can't take a deduction at all. You can contribute but not get a tax deduction. If your spouse is covered at work, it changes a little bit different. If you're not covered and your spouse is covered and you're married filing jointly, the phase out is between $173,000 and $183,000, income phase out.
Hmm. Wow, so those are just the numbers. It's knowing your numbers, right?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be careful. A lot of people put money into an IRA anticipating that they can take an automatic tax deduction out of a traditional IRA, and they can't. They can make a contribution. They can make what's known as a non-deductible contribution to an IRA. Anyone can do that, but they don't get that tax deduction. So, I mean, if you're looking for a tax deduction, what I suggest doing is load up on your 401k contribution. The tax deduction can be big. What happens is by making a non-deductible contribution, you kind of end up with this IRA that you didn't get a deduction for when you made your contribution. It grows tax deferred, and you have to pay taxes on the growth when you take it out. So it isn't even as good as it isn't as good as a Roth IRA. It isn't as good as a traditional IRA. It's kind of this hybrid product that's really got all the worst features from both types of IRAs out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and so it's deadly if you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. The other thing about the non-deductible contribution is they can create some real problems for you down the road. Number one of the things you have to do when you file them is you have to put that non-deductible contribution. You file it with a form 8606 when you file your taxes. Now, this tells the IRS how much of that money was a non-deductible contribution because you don't want to get taxed on it when you take it out down the road.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right. If they don't know about that, they're going to assume it was a regular contribution that you took deduction for, and you're going to get taxed on it. So, and the real tough thing is that you have to hold on to these forms as you're withdrawing money out. So you're going to make a non-deductible contribution at 40 years old. You might not start drawing off of this money until you're 60, 70 years old.
Mm.
You still got to keep those forms to prove that, you know, they were non-deductible contributions, or you could get stuck being taxed on them again.
Yeah, boy, that's something to remember. Geez, now I got to go back and see what I've got. You're putting me in a quandary.
Yeah, they can be a mess. There are some real, you know, kind of minor. There are a couple of oddball situations where they might offer some benefits, but for most people out there, they aren't a product that works well. You know, I suggest if your income is within limits. Make a traditional IRA contribution. Load up on your 401k, or you can make a Roth IRA contribution. But once again, remember, even a Roth IRA contribution has limits, has income limits. On a Roth IRA, if your income is, I'm just looking at this right here. If your income is between $110,000 and $125,000 adjusted gross income, that's to phase out. So less than $110,000, you can put the full amount into a Roth. Over $125,000, I'm looking at the wrong sheet here. My iPad is...
that's okay, I know how the iPad is.
As I get older and older. Married filing jointly. Up to $173,000, you can put the maximum into a Roth IRA, and between $173,000 to $183,000, it phases out. So at $183,000 adjusted gross income, you lose the ability to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yeah. All right, so that's good advice to pay attention to the Roth IRA, too, as well. I had a question from Eric, who listens to us in Burlington, Vermont, and he said, ask Mike about which is better, because I'm 37 years old, and I'm still trying to save money in a savings account, but I'm not getting very much money bang for my buck. Would I be smarter to go the route of a traditional IRA and just plop a bunch of money there?
Well, you know, the thing is, if he's in a savings account, it really depends on how he wants to fund that IRA. An IRA really isn't a product. An IRA is basically a wrapper that wraps around the product. Within the IRA wrapper, you can use any number of investment vehicles. He could have that same savings account and get the same type of rate inside of an IRA wrapper. He could invest the money if he wants to take a certain amount of risk with his money. He could invest it in the stock market or in the bond market. He could invest it in any number of items out there, depending on the type of risk he wants to take, what type of returns he's looking for, what he's comfortable with. There's a number of things to consider. So it isn't so much whether I do an IRA or I don't do an IRA. It's how I fund that money. What type of vehicle am I going to use to make that money grow?
Yeah, so watch that and look for both ends of that. Again, great advice. Somebody else wrote this. Joe, who emails me all the time, by the way, in Austin, says, say hi to Bonacorsi. And he said, when you say hi to Bonacorsi, ask him about this. What if I start to do the workbook? He got a copy of your book. I start to do the worksheets, and I'm trying to figure everything out. Is it better just to work until you drop? I think he's getting freaked out. Because I don't think that I can reduce the way I'm living that much, and I'm 45 years old.
Well, you know, I have this argument or this discussion quite often. I'm 59 years old. I have a financial planning practice. I've had this discussion with my wife that I don't intend on retiring. I'll make adjustments in my life to make sure that we have plenty of time to spend together. But the reality is, I like what I do. You know, there's nothing out there that says you have to retire. If you have a certain lifestyle that you want to maintain, and like a lot of us, feel that, you know, you may have to continue to work, if you enjoy what you're doing, why not? Remember, retirement is a relatively new concept. It's only been around for a couple hundred years. So in the United States, you know, the idea has been around since 1935 or so, when Social Security came out. So it's a fairly new concept. People all their lives work, there's a lot of people out there that have worked all their lives. And let's take a look around us. Let's look at the people like, you know, that we see, the Warren Buffetts of the world. The guy's, you know, a multi-billionaire. He still gets up every day and goes to work.
Yeah.
And some of the most successful people that you read about are well past retirement age, but they have that passion in their life, and they still get up every morning and go to their job and enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah, because they still want to work. Yeah, absolutely. You have to look at it from all angles, for sure.
Yeah.
Mike Bonacorsi, retirement readiness. That's what it's all about. Definitely. We've learned so much from you. We'll talk to you again.
Take care, Kate. Good talking to you.
You too.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
John Cougar. I never liked John Cougar. I think he knows it, and that's why he's playing over me. But as I was saying, if we were sitting at a bar and we were talking about the Pope being chosen, Pope Francis, we would probably look at our Twitter feeds and see that it's just gone crazy with Pope jokes. Really, honestly, I mean, crazy. I was looking at this today. And one of them was, I ate so much Argentinian food, I need to take a Pope. Oh, that's bad. That is weak. I think I have some better Pope jokes than that. If you have a clean Pope joke, please email it to me at americatonight.net. I have a couple that I'm stacking up. I'm going to save them for a little bit later. But the Pope is the thing. The Pope is the thing that everybody is talking about, trending everywhere, not just social media, but in conversations near and far. People very curious about who it was going to be. And, of course, there was some buzz over the possibility of the fact that there might be an American Pope. A lot of people thought that the New York Pope, Timothy Dolan, might be the one that would be chosen, and it didn't turn out to be that way. Latin American cardinals were heavily favored, so here it is, a Jesuit that ultimately wins the highest position that you could possibly hold in the Catholic Church. How about that? You know, lately here in America Tonight, it's like Drone Alley. It wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about some aspects of drones and what happened with the filibuster and Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky and the 13 hours and the push to find more information out from Eric Holder, the Attorney General, ultimately getting that little nugget of information that, okay, no, the president doesn't have the authority in a non-combat way to take out an American on American soil. But how about this story that I happen to come across about China's drone swarming to challenge our drones? In other words, they want to match us drone for drone. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. And they're building one of the world's largest drone fleets. They're expanding big, big time. It's, the military there is called the People's Liberation Army, the PLA. And they're envisioning swarms of drones to scout out battlefields and guided missile strikes and just the sheer numbers of it, because China's military, has grown by leaps and bounds. I would be concerned, really, honestly, measuring up their troops to our troops, even where we would stand. But right now, they've got the most expansive unmanned aerial vehicle fleets. That's according to people who supposedly know on this Project 2049 Institute. That's the report that they released. But the our military, with our drone fleet, we've got at least 679 drones, right? And actually more. I hear there's many more than that. And this is from some of the strategic studies that were reported by The Guardian, of course, the British newspaper. They're all over it. But Project 2049 Institute is reporting that China had 280 drones as of 2011, but that number, they think, has really mushroomed. And China is keeping it close to the vest. They're not really trying to release all that information out there because the thought is, think of what you can do with a drone. In our minds, we're thinking you're taking someone out, that kind of stuff. But the drones could also act as decoys. They could jam communications and radar. That's very, very big, and that's likely. Of course, fire missiles and just do a kamikaze, just dive into ships. And that's been talked about a lot in China, where they would just waste the drone in order to blow something up. So, you're looking at all kinds of things with the Chinese drones, and the amount, I would be curious as to what that fleet is like. I mean, really, if you take the two powers with the most drones, you give me some of your drones and I'll take yours. It's kind of like nuclear warheads in a different way. But the two with the most, of course, U.S. and China, what are the actual risks of a war between the United States and China on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest? What do you think, people? It's got to be probably 1, right? There's a different kind of war that's happening. I think it's more of the hacking attack and all that's very troublesome, since that was traced back to a military installation in China. But the fact that they're roboing up and we're roboing up is interesting, but I don't believe we'll see the two superpowers, ours and theirs, turn on each other. It's just a wild chess game. And it's where does China line up and where do we line up? And they're still hanging our debt over our heads. So it's very unlikely to see anything that would bust open there. In fact, if we were to rank the countries that we would likely go to war with next, this is the ultimate one that nobody ever wants to talk about or acknowledge, I guess. I shouldn't say nobody wants to acknowledge, but it would be Iran. If you were going to have an explosive world war, it would be Iran and the United States and our allies. That would be the one. That's the fear over nuclear proliferation and, of course, the uranium enrichment and all that other stuff. The scary part is really probably Iran. Iran would be it. Because Cuba, they're always going to be a teaser. Venezuela, now that Chavez isn't there and whoever comes in next, I think it won't be a threat. I think your biggest threat is always Islamic terrorism. Of course, Al-Qaeda or anybody else that would, any kind of terrorist cell and what they're motivated by. But if we're just talking about a country as a whole, absolutely Iran would be higher on the list than China would be. At least at this point, I don't see any gain for China to come after the United States and have their drones and have a drone warfare between their country and our country. But it is interesting as they build their military to realize, as we're talking about drones and some of the collateral damage of drones, they're just as into drones and creating as many as possible, realizing that this is certainly the wave of the future is to do that. You know, we were talking about the big hack attack on Hillary Clinton and the First Lady and some celebrities like Kim Kardashian. There was a hacker who defaced Colin Powell's Facebook page, and he also, I guess, broke into his AOL account. First of all, Colin Powell needs to realize, who has an AOL account anymore? Any of you have an AOL account? I just keep hearing that dial-up sound in the background. But that's what the guy did. So he had access completely to Powell, and finally, he got the control of the account back. The hacker called the Goosifier, that's the name of the hacker, accessed emails, financial, personal things, correspondence, all kinds of stuff, people that he was talking to, crazy things. And when it was hacked in, what would be replied is they would see Goosifier replied, these are irrelevant, extraneous, technical questions and whatever. Crazy. So the hacker went on a wild rampage, and Powell might have been abused the worst. Oh, but not just Powell. Senator Lisa Murkowski also a couple of other people were victimized by the same guy. How awful. Especially imagine what they do with all that information and go after the people you know. But some of us, mere mortals, have been victims of hack attacks too. Not fun, is it?
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.